Yo, what's up, Gen Z? Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of real talk about leveling up your life. Let's be honest, anxiety is like that annoying pop song stuck in your head, except it keeps playing on repeat in your brain 24/7. Ever felt like you're drowning in a sea of what-ifs and what could go wrong? You know that feeling when you're about to crush it on a presentation or finally ask out that cute person at Starbucks, but your stomach decides to do the Macarena? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We ain't letting fear control the narrative anymore. This podcast is all about flipping the script and becoming fearless alpha versions of ourselves, even when the universe throws some curveballs our way. Here's the deal. Overcoming fear and anxiety isn't about pretending you're not human or that life's a walk in the park. It's about acknowledging those feelings, understanding their roots, and then choosing to rise above them. Think of it like this. Anxiety's your inner critic whispering doubts in your ear, but you got a voice too. You get to decide which one takes the mic. So, let's break down some game-changing strategies that'll have you owning your fears and crushing your goals like a boss. Number 1. Identify your triggers. What situations or thoughts send your anxiety through the roof? Is it public speaking, social gatherings, deadlines? Figure out those pesky fear buttons so you can start prepping for them like a pro gamer preps for a raid. Once you know your enemy, you can develop counter strategies to neutralize their attack. Number 2. Reframe your thinking. Ever notice how our brains love to catastrophize? It's like we have this built-in fear factor that exaggerates every little thing. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What's the worst that could realistically happen? And hey, even if the worst happens, can you handle it? Most times, our fears are way bigger than the actual threat. Number 3, take action. I know. Easier said than done, right? But here's the thing. The more you expose yourself to your fears in a safe and controlled way, the less power they have over you. Think baby steps, not giant leaps. Start small, like talking to one new person at an event instead of avoiding it altogether. Celebrate those victories, even the tiny ones. Remember, progress isn't always linear, but every step forward is a win. Number 4. Practice self-care. Dude, this ain't selfish, it's essential. When you're stressed and anxious, taking care of your physical and mental well-being becomes even more crucial. Get enough sleep, eat healthy food that fuels your body, exercise to release those endorphins, and find activities that bring you joy. You know, the things that make you feel like a freaking superhero. Number 5. Build your support system. Surrounding yourself with positive people who uplift and encourage you can make a world of difference. Talk to your friends, family, or even a therapist about what you're going through. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and help you gain perspective. Remember, you're not alone in this journey, and there are always people who have your back. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're applying for that dream job, but your anxiety is screaming, you're gonna bomb it. They'll realize you're not good enough. Sound familiar? Instead of letting those fear-fueled thoughts take over, remember the 5 key takeaways. Identify your triggers. The interview itself. AW8. Reframe your thinking. This is an opportunity to showcase my skills. Take action. Apply for the job. T. Practice self-care. Nail that interview outfit and get a good night's sleep. And build your support system. Ask your friends for pep talks. Boom. You just turned fear into fuel. And now, you're ready to crush it. Look, Gen Z, we live in a world where comparison is a constant buzzkill. But remember this, your journey is unique. There are no shortcuts to success, only hard work and a whole lot of grit. So, stop comparing yourself to others, embrace your authentic self, and go after what you want with fearless abandon. Now, I need you to do me a favor. Share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of courage. Tag us on TikTok, let us know your biggest takeaway, and most importantly, remember, you got this. Don't forget to follow, rate, and subscribe. Let's keep the conversation going. Peace out.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.